Walking around Kodiak, you hear lots of different opinions about the city raising its sales tax cap.
I think there's a make and break it point on community members, and I think we're reaching it.
Well, I like it. I think people should pay taxes. You know, the town's pretty broke.
Well, I mean, there are some ups and downs to it. I think that it may discourage some local purchases, but I think that the cap is just proportionately too low right now.
I think it would be good for the community. We have a lot of projects going on that we need to pay for, so that could be a help.
Things are already tight for everyone. It'll be harder, and I think more people will leave our wonderful place.
The city of Kodiak needs money. It has a budget deficit of about $3 million and a growing list of infrastructure projects that need work. Mike Twenge, the city manager, says increasing the cap will generate an additional $5 million for the city.
It would balance this year's budget and give us a couple million dollars for capital projects annually.
The city isn't required to have a sales tax cap, so even though it may raise it, Twenge says it's still giving people a tax exemption. He also says the increase isn't about using money on frivolous projects.
The idea to raise the tax cap is not to spend more money. It's to do repairs that are needed.
Kodiak's mayor, Pat Branson, says this change wouldn't mean the council is going to stop revising its budget, but she says the city needs to figure out a way to make more money.
We hear residents say, well, you need to cut the fat. We have cut over 22% of the city's budget in the last 3 years. That's a lot.
The city raises a majority of its revenue through its sales tax, and the cap hasn't gone up in over a decade. In the past, the city could rely on funding from the state for things like building the Kodiak Public Library, replacing Kodiak's Pier 3, and the Menashka Bay Pump House. But as the state of Alaska deals with its own budget issues, money that was once available has gone away. Branson believes raising the cap will help make Kodiak more financially stable. She knows the cost of living can be high in Kodiak, but she says that's not unique.
You know, when you hear that Kodiak's expensive, we're an island. So it costs to bring goods in here. That's where we are. We're not on a road system. But you look at other areas of the country, it's not cheap to live in a lot of different areas when you take into the other taxes that we do not have here, statewide or citywide or borough-wide.
But ask Patty O'Donnell, a local commercial fisherman, how he feels about the cap being raised, and he'll tell you he's not optimistic.
I think it's going to have a huge impact, and I think it's going to potentially push business out of this town, and I can tell you right now that from where I'm sitting, I'm going to change the way I do business.
O'Donnell owns an 85-foot trawler and is the president of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association. He's also been a vocal opponent to this change. He says he's not against increased taxes, but he thinks raising the cap from $750 to $3,000 is too big of a jump.
There's many ways of looking at things as being fair or unfair, but I took the risk and as did many others in starting a business and employing people. So to target me, I think it's to me unfair.
As a commercial fisherman, he has a lot of expenses like maintenance for his boat that exceed the current cap. O'Donnell says he tries to keep his business in town, but if the increased cap is enacted, he may go to places like Seattle, where things are more affordable.
Possibly take the boats out, where labor is half the cost, and fuel typically is about $1 a gallon cheaper.
O'Donnell isn't alone in considering going to other places to shop. Anitra Winkler commercial fishes on a halibut boat and has a set net site in the summer. She says she's usually not organized enough to buy supplies where she can dodge Kodiak's sales tax, but that might change.
Especially if the cap went higher, I would try to maybe buy a bigger van or something and fill it up with stuff and drive it over here because it adds up.
For Winkler, the idea of paying $200 in taxes is no small thing, especially when she's buying fishing gear or food before she goes out on the water.
$200 is a pretty big deal, especially when you're, you know, 24 and trying to make everything happen.
The city officials KMXT spoke with said they don't think increasing the sales tax cap will substantially affect the fishing industry. The Kodiak City Council will have the option to vote on the ordinance to raise the city sales tax cap from $750 to $3,000 at its regular meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Borough Assembly Chambers in the Kodiak Island Borough Building. It will also hold a public hearing to receive comments from the public on the issue. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.